Okie dokie. So, I figured I'd start doing these voice recording for my tutorials. Maybe I'll even go back and cover some previous ones, just to maybe get in the swing of doing the videos. I've been wanting to do more videos, but when you fall out of a habit, it's kind of hard to get back into it. So maybe this will help me get on track. So from that, let me just cover this little tutorial. I wouldn't even say it's a tutorial. It's more of a little note thing I sent out to my Patreon supporters. It was a little thing I came across when I was doing some art a while ago with a character had glasses on, and I needed to put some throw some glasses on some people, on some folks. And what ended up happening was kind of interesting. I noticed that the people, the person that I had been putting glasses on, I was kind of adjusting facial features and the ears a bit to be more in line with the glasses. That actually, the glasses I felt were helping me better situate the features. So every so often, what I'll do is when I'm having a hard time with the character face or the ears or the eyes or something like that. I'll just throw a really quick pair of glasses on the character, even though the character may not even have glasses on. And I'll just show you exactly an example of this. So in this case, here's the blue, my original drawing. I drew some glasses, and I immediately noticed that the ear was maybe a little far off, considering the fact that when you fold a pair of glasses, they fold in to be the length of the frame themselves. So if they feel like they're, if you fold them, they're overlapping on the edges a lot, then the glass arms might be too long. So really, how this works is that you have to kind of be comfortable with the prop itself, and have a kind of basic understanding of the measurements. But for me, and in this case, I could tell that something was off immediately, and I fixed it. Here's another example of that concept, and this is not by any means a perfect system. I already can tell that I need to fix the ear even more in this example just by looking at this again. So it's kind of doing its thing. So I drew this character here, put the ear down here, and then I drew some glasses on, and I had to adjust the ear just because I knew, if you look at this example down here, on A, the stem is too short, and the ear just seems too low, and then even that, the glasses seem like tilted to the side just to make this all kind of work together. But in this case, if I get my marker out here, my pen, to actually make this really work, maybe the ear might even have to go a little higher to actually have a proper approximation of what is supposed to happen. Glasses do bow out a bit, and like I said, this is by no means a perfect system, but it does help give you an approximation on what you're doing. Similar things that can help you out to glasses are, like headbands. If you have a good idea of how headbands work, and if you draw them on, and you're like, oh well, obviously, you have an idea how that separates the head because you're very familiar with them. You can draw those on. Of course, this doesn't help you if you can't, if you don't know what this shape looks like in the first place. A headband isn't as a good example because it has a lot of curve to it, just hard to interpret properly. But once you get to something mechanical, it can really help you out on this. In this case for me, it was glasses. I've done the similar things with thigh highs here. I can just show you a quick example, where I'm like, oh, whoopsies, I need to draw some legs. And then I'll be like, how do these legs, how do the shape of the, what are the leg shapes supposed to look like, or what angle am I looking at? And if I'm looking up at them, I'll just draw like thigh high lines, and then I can get a better idea of the angle I'm looking at it. And if the shape seems right, so that's the sort of thing you can do. to help you out is actually give a little prop on your sketch to better approximate your features and then kind of distribute them correctly. So hopefully that helps you guys. Thanks a lot. Take care, guys.